frowning. Sam sat beside her on the bed and caught her arms to hold them still. "Stop that," he said. "You're hurting yourself." "That miserable little cretin." She tried to jerk again, but Sam was too strong for her, keeping her immobile.
"Who?"
"Pete, that's who." Ooh, when she got a hold of him, she'd box his ears. "I can't believe you let him stand there and say those awful things." Sam leaned back, his expression guarded.
"You heard? Every damn word.
And you're jealous?"
"Jealous?"
Ariel sputtered at such a ridiculous notion.
"I'm furious."
Sam's scowl was black enough to straighten her hair.
"Because he's taking his new girlfriend out to Gil's boat for some privacy?"
She gasped so hard she nearly choked herself.
"Don't be an idiot. I couldn't care less who Pete sleeps with, as long as it isn't me. I'm mad that he stood down there and spoke about me like I was some ice princess or a
cocktease." Fury rolled through her.
"Let me go, right now."
Sam scrutinized her.
"I don't think so. You look violent."
Digging her heels into the mattress, she pulled and tugged and thrashed until she saw Sam holding the key in front of her face.
"You're destroying my bed."
Ariel arched her neck, looked upside down at where the chain for the cuffs had gouged the smooth wooden slats of his headboard, and she smiled in evil satisfaction.
"Good."
She practically spat at him. "I'll tear the whole damn thing apart if you don't unlock me." Sounding very put upon, Sam sighed.
"I give you 2 orgasms and all you can do is threaten me."
That was true enough, so she grudgingly muttered,
"Sorry, I do appreciate what you did."
That made him laugh and shake his head. A second later, the key clicked in the lock and the cuffs opened. Sam drew her arms down, held her wrists loosely in his hard hands and gently rubbed.
"Look what you did. You had enough scrapes and bruises without deliberately adding to them."
For the first time that night, he sounded calm, completely detached. Ariel got worried.
"Tell me something, will you, Ariel?"
Uh-oh. She didn't trust this new mood of his at all. In the time she'd known him, she'd become accustomed to his sarcasm, his sharp wit, his merciless teasing, but never indifference.
"What?"
He snared her gaze with his and wouldn't let her look away.
"Are you a virgin?"
"Well, damn." She started to pull her hands away, but he resisted, and Ariel didn't think it was worth a struggle. Silence stretched out, more uncomfortable by the moment. She felt pinned to the mattress with the way his unblinking stare penetrated her confidence. Stalling, hoping for an out, she asked,
"Do you mean, like, technically?"
His eyes narrowed at her avoidance.
"Have you ever had intercourse?"
She squirmed, chewed on her bottom lip.
"Well, if you mean sex, Ariel, I mean sex. There's like sex in the general term, as in touching, and have you ever been fucked, goddammit?"
She nearly jumped out of her skin at his abrupt blast of outrage. Then her own temper ignited, and she jerked her arms away from him and came up on her knees to face him head on. Poking him in the chest to emphasize every word, she said,
"No, all right? No, there's been no one."
His eyes widened over her attack, and he leaned back out of reach. More softly and with a little desperation, Ariel explained,
"I only ever wanted you."
Looking equal parts pained and provoked, Sam started to rise from the bed. He'd turned halfway from her when resolve overrode her anxiety, and Ariel hurled herself at him, tackling him hard from the side. Unfortunately, her surprise attack sent him right over the edge of the bed. Unprepared, he had no way to stop himself. Arms flailing, he crashed to the hard floor. Ariel landed on top of him with an oomph, forcing a loud grunt from Sam. For 5 seconds, he just stared up at her, his face blank in shock at what she'd done. Ariel quickly took advantage. She grabbed his ears and kissed him. When he tried to turn his head, she bit his mouth.
"Ow!"
He wrenched back. "Damn it!"